Hello and thank you for logging on to The Memory Gauge, your new favourite Digimon card game podcast. I'm your host, Connor, and with the imminent release of the new set, BT-12 Across Time, I thought that this was a perfect time to talk about a topic that the show hasn't covered in depth yet, but we've kind of touched on here and there, and that is how to prepare for a new format. So I'm going to lead you through all of the ways in which I prepare for a new format when a new set is coming around. I'll tell you why I think it's important to do some preparation if you want to get the most out of the new format and your time with the new cards. And I'll teach you how to have fun with it as well. Today's is going to be a shorter episode for a couple of reasons. One, because our next two episodes are going to be our BT-12 Across Time set review. And the set reviews are huge episodes with a lot of effort. So I didn't want to do three huge episodes back to back to back, because I thought that that was going to be just a little bit too much all at once. Also, you can probably hear it in my voice a little bit. I'm a little bit unwell at the moment, so I didn't want to push myself too hard, especially because we're going to have a massive amount of new listening to do over the next two episodes as we talk about the new cards from BT-12. But before we get to that, let's dive into our main topic. Now for our main topic, and today we're going to be talking about preparation that you could do ahead of a new format. BT-12 Across Time is barreling down on us. People already have, at the time of this recording, their hands on some of the cards thanks to the pre-release. We're about to see the full release when everybody is going to get their hands on these new cards on this new set, unless you're in one of the areas that has unfortunately been impacted by delays. Again, we've seen some delays around the world of this set, which is just unfortunate. And if you're in one of those places, I really apologize. But hopefully you get a little bit of secondhand excitement out of today's episode and the next few episodes. When a new format is coming along, when we know that a new set is coming on, I personally like to make sure that I am prepared for the new set. And there's a few reasons that I think that doing some active preparation for the new set is important for me and for my enjoyment of the game. And if you're someone who tends to enjoy the game in a similar way, it's probably going to be important for you too. Firstly, when a new set drops, it's a lot of new information, a lot of new cards. Usually new decks are built around the new cards. Often old decks get to have upgrades from the new cards. It's just a lot of new information and a lot of new cards to play with. So the first part of preparing for a format that I think is important is it gives you a chance to, before you sit down to play, start playing games with these cards, it gives you a chance to kind of get an idea of what they do, what you might be seeing across the table from you, and it just gives you a little bit of a better idea of what you could expect rather than just having to sort of learn as you go in the moment across the table from that player using the new cards. And with that piece of with everything I say in this episode today, I will point out that everybody enjoys the game differently, and some people like to not look at spoilers, they like to not do any preparation for the new format, and they like to experience it as it's released. They like to open those packs, and that's the first time they look at the new cards. If you're one of those people, that is a totally valid, awesome way to experience the new cards and to play the game, and I am not going to devalue that or say that that's not correct or not a good way to enjoy the game. If that's how you enjoy playing the game, awesome. Love that. I'm really glad that you can do that and that you can enjoy the game in that way. More power to you. Personally, I'm speaking today to people like myself who need a bit of prep time and need to know what's going on in order to get the most enjoyment out of everything. And that's what we're talking about today, is maximizing your enjoyment and your time with the new format. So first thing it does is that it lets you know all the new cards. So you're not sitting there being confused. You don't kind of know what's going on. You don't know what to expect. You don't get blown out of the water at a locals because you don't know what the cards that your opponent is using can do. The other part of preparing for a new format that I think is important and helps my enjoyment of the game is that personally my time to play the game is a bit limited. I don't have as much time to play Digimon as I would like. I know I'm only going to get so many locals. I'm only going to be able to play in so many events. I'm only going to be able to play so many games in a given format before the next one rolls around, and then I'm going to have to learn it all over again. And so in those limited number of games, I like to make sure that I'm doing everything I can ahead of time, that I'm getting the most out of those games, and I'm going to be able to enjoy those games the most. And for me, that means knowing what's going on, putting myself in the best position to be able to play my own cards and play against my opponent's cards. That's the way that I get the most enjoyment out of the game, so I like to do some preparation for that reason as well, because time is limited. You know? Even if you're playing all day, every day, you can only play so many games, and I want to make sure that I'm getting the most out of each of those games, personally. So those are kind of the reasons that you might do some preparation for a new format. But when I say preparation for a new format, what does that actually look like? If you're a person who wants to prepare and be ready for the release of BT12 before the cards even drop, what is it that you need to do? Well, the exciting thing is that there's a bunch of different stuff that you can do, and you can pick and choose kind of the things that work for you. Your version of preparing for a format might look like just some of these, it might look like just one of these, or it might look like all of the following things I'm about to go through. It's totally up to you, because it's all about maximizing your enjoyment and maximizing the value that you get out of these game pieces, right? So don't feel like you have to do all of these things. Don't feel like if you don't do all of these things, oh, I'm not prepared enough. Even just doing one of these things is going to be very helpful, all right? And you should be doing as much as is right for you. I don't want to make anybody think that they need to hit some kind of threshold in order to be, you know, doing the right thing for the game. It's just whatever works for you. Whatever you have time for, whatever you have mental energy for is a big one. That is the correct preparation for you. That said, I'm about to list a whole bunch of different ways that you can prepare for the for any new format, not just BT12. Hopefully this episode kind of stands the test of time and works for any format. These are things you can do ahead of any new set of cards so that you can get the most enjoyment out of them. First, probably the most basic one, but the one that I think gives you the most kind of bang for your buck, read the new cards. That sounds really simple, and that's because it is. Read the new cards. If you want to be prepared for the new set that's coming out, make some time, sit down, and read through the new cards that are going to come. If you're an experienced player, that can be a really actually quick thing to do. You don't necessarily have to really go in detail and start analyzing all of the cards. Even just a quick glance, scanning through, read each card once they'd move on, is going to at least start to lodge that information in your brain. It's going to give you at least a basic grounding before you're actually asked to play with and play around and play against these cards. The way that I like to do this is on digimoncard.dev, not a sponsor, just an awesome resource run by fans. Love digimoncard.dev, I use it all the time. This is my favorite way to look at the new cards because there's all kinds of cool search functions you can do to really narrow down which specific cards you want to look at. If you only have an interest in certain things, it helps. It really sort of makes the information look nice. And the thing about digimoncard.dev when you're using it to prepare for a format is that it also has all of the Japanese cards, but it tends to have English translations and proxies of the Japanese cards. So it's actually multiple sets ahead of where we are in English. So by the time you want to do this and you sit down and you want to look at the new cards, even that if that's well ahead of time, digimoncard.dev has you covered, where the official website or other resources might not be so good at keeping up to date. So digimoncard.dev, great resource. First thing you can do to prepare, get on there, click on BT12 across time or whatever the set happens to be that you're preparing for, and just give a scan read of all of the new cards. And you'll be amazed at the information that you pick up just by doing that. Especially because if you read all of the cards, you're getting the whole picture and you're seeing how the pieces kind of are designed to work with all of the other cards in the set. Where just reading one or two cards piecemeal, you might not exactly get a good picture of what the cards in the set want to do. The next thing that you can do in order to prepare for the new format is check the official release page. Bandai is actually getting really good at putting a lot of information on the product release pages. So if you go to the official on DigimonCardGame.com, I think it is, maybe, yeah, digimoncard.com page for whatever set the set is. In this case, it's BT12. Bandai's doing a lot of work to give you a whole bunch of information. They give you information about kind of what the core themes of the set are and what Digimon you can expect. They're starting to put out example deck lists, which I think is really cool because it gives you kind of a grounding to immediately start building things. Whereas if you're just looking at the cards, you might not have any idea what kind of decks you could build with them. So it gives you sort of a nice foundation if you're still working on your deck building. It tells you what kind of cards, what kind of foiling and what kind of chase cards there might happen to be in the set. For instance, we've got some cool alternate arts in the set that are chase cards and some cool box toppers that you need to look out for. And the official page, the official release page kind of says all of that. So that's the next sort of resource that you can go to and in order to get a good grounding and to be prepared for the new set. The links to all of this stuff will be in the show notes, by the way. I didn't mention that at the top, but of course, all of the things, all of the resources that I'm mentioning, I'm going to put links in the show notes. So if you want to just skip down and check those out, it's all going to be there for you. The next thing you can do, and here's a shameless kind of self-plug for myself and any content creator, is listen to or watch or consume content about the new set. There are heaps of Digimon card game content creators who are really passionate and are doing really quite impressive work in putting out a lot of information, just buckets and buckets and buckets of information about each new set as it comes out. You see people who do the work of looking at the Japanese meta and doing those, you know, everybody's seen them, tier lists, right? Giving you tier lists, an idea of what's likely to be strong, what's likely to not be as strong. And I don't put any paid by one specific tier list, but if you watch a bunch of them, then you start to get an idea, right? Because you're getting lots of data. So there's people doing that. There's people doing set reviews like I'm about to. Cough, cough. Make sure you're following the podcast so you see the next two episodes. There's all kinds of really cool content and information that some really cool people are taking their own time to kind of make and put out there. So one great way to prepare for the new format, and a really entertaining way, because all of this stuff is designed to be entertaining, whereas kind of a list of cards is not necessarily an entertaining read by itself unless you're passionate. This is a really entertaining way to just get across the new set, right? Pick your favorite content creator, a couple favorite content creators, and listen to what they have to say about the new set, and you're probably going to pick something up. Even if you don't necessarily agree with their evaluation of the new cards, just getting the information in is going to give you that good grounding so that you know what the heck's going on by the time you actually get around to playing with the cards. The next thing that you can do, of course, support the official release. Bandai's lawyers, I'm saying everybody should buy the cards. I buy the cards. I spend enough money on the cards. But a cool thing that you can do is play some proxy games before the set even releases. That way, by the time you're actually getting around to spending money and choosing what cards you're going to pick up, am I going to get lots of boxes of this set? Am I going to just buy singles? Whatever it might be, you can make an informed decision because you've already played with the new cards and you know what you want to pick up. You know what chase cards you're after. You know, kind of out of the gate, as you're opening your box or as you're opening your booster packs or whatever it might be, you're saying, ah, awesome, I need this card for this deck. I don't need this card. You already know what's going on. I like to print up color proxies and do a whole thing so that the cards look as close to real as possible because I just like doing that and I have luckily have a bit of time in my life in order to do that. You don't have to do that necessarily. You can just have digimoncard.dev open next to you and just have the names of the cards and stick them into card sleeves, right? Doesn't have to be a huge big thing. Doesn't have to be a huge production. It can be quite easy to do. And it just gives you a chance to kind of play with the cards and have an idea of what you might actually want to do officially in the set before it drops. It's one of my favorite ways to prepare for the new set and to get my head around, okay, which cards do I want to pick up? What am I chasing? And
what deck do I actually want to devote my time to when I'm playing in these official events, right? Because sometimes you don't get that chance to practice. With proxying before the set releases, you get a chance to practice, you get a chance to decide which deck you might want to play for the new set. So another one of my favorite ways to prepare there. It does take a little bit more effort than the others. Like, it's all, the onus is kind of all on you. But if you have the time to do it, if you have somebody to play with, it's a really great way to prepare. And then the final way to prepare for the new set or the new format, and this is probably the easiest way because a lot of us kind of just do this already. Talk with friends and other players you know about the new set. Just have a chat. Hey, what are you excited about the new set? I'm still kind of learning it. It's a great way to pool your information. It's a great way to get ideas. If you're, and, you know, either your friend knows more than you or the other player knows more than you, in which case that's a great learning experience for you, or you're doing a good thing because you've got more information than this other person and you're helping bring them up. But then also, this kind of back and forth, you know, it's a social game because you have to play it with somebody else. So there's a social aspect, right? You have to sit down across the table from another player. So I don't see why you're preparing. You can't also bring in some other players. Bring in some other people. Hopefully you have friends who enjoy the game and you want to share it with them. This is a great way to share it with them. One thing that I most enjoy when I'm not actually playing the game is talking with people about what's coming next. What do we think? What do you think of this card? What do you think of this strategy? What deck do you want to build for the next set? It's a great way to get yourself fired up, to get some information, and just to get really excited. You know, the anticipation there. You get to enjoy the set before it's even dropped when you're kind of enjoying it with friends and talking about it with friends. So you just grow the amount of enjoyment that you're getting out of the set of cards before you even spend your first dollar, which is really cool. Plus, it's just nice to talk about things you enjoy with your friends. Like, we should all be wanting to do that, right? So that's probably the easiest and most enjoyable way to prepare for a new format for me anyway. And so those are all the different ways that you can prepare for a new format. Hopefully that's given you a little bit of an idea of some things that you can do to make the most out of BT12, or if you're listening to this in the future, whatever the set might be, before you actually start to try to get your hands on the cards. And you can make your most out of the limited time that we have to play in any given format with the new cards. So hopefully that's been helpful. But by now, although it's been a bit of a shorter episode, I still feel like you've heard enough from me. Now, I would like to hear from you. Our listener question of the week is, how much preparation do you do for a new set? And what does that preparation look like? If you have an answer to our listener question, or if you have any questions, feedback, comments, or concerns, you can email me, memorygaugepodcast@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group, Memory Gauge Podcast. You can tweet at me at ConnorEFMG, or join our Discord server. Links to all of that and all of the resources we've talked about today will be in the show notes of this episode. And I'm always happy to hear from you, listeners. Make sure that you are following us on your podcast service of choice, if your podcast service of choice allows you to follow the show, because then you're not going to miss new episodes when they drop. And if your podcast service of choice allows, why not rate and review the show as well? Because it helps other people find us. It helps the show grow. It just helps us out a lot. That's why everybody asked you to do it. So if you haven't already, think about doing that. I'd appreciate it. If you've already done it, thanks. And thank you so much for listening. This is the Memory Gauge, logging out.